We're in the middle of learning Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We were discussing before the proper way of reciting the Shema. Now we continue with the next siman, which discusses the different languages in which the Kriyas Shema can be recited. The Mechaber states, Yochel Ikrosam B'chol Lashon. A person is allowed to read the Shema in any language. It doesn't have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. It could be in English or any other language, apparently. We're going to discuss whether this rule applies. It's just a blanket statement. There's a lot of different commentaries on this. But nonetheless, that's what he states. He says, V'zaher v'yadakdik bo kimo b'lashon HaKodesh. That, as we've said, that we have to be very careful when we say every word to do exactly that, to make sure that you're not slurring the words, you're not saying different letters. It's the same thing. If for whatever reason a person is not comfortable with the Hebrew language and they have to recite it in English or Russian, their own language, they have to say it with the same carefulness as a person would saying the Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, when does this apply? Does it only apply to Kriyas Shema? Does it apply to other things that this rule that you can say in Davin or say other tefillos in any language? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'davka shemevin ba'oso halashon. There has to be not only that you're saying the words, but you actually have to understand the words that you're saying. Now, we're going to see that that might not be the same when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh. You can still fulfill the mitzvah of saying the Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't necessarily understand everything that you're saying. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, if you're going to choose a foreign language, you have to understand what you're saying. Just because maybe you can read it in Spanish, you know the basic alphabet, and you can say it, read it that way, but if you don't understand Spanish, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. But Hu Adin, he says it's not only with regard to the Shema. Mishnah Berurah says it's also with regard to Tefillah, Uberchas HaMazon, Fekiddush, Uberchas HaMitzvos, Vaperos, Vahalel. He says that applies to other times that we recite things such as our tefillah, our benching, kiddush on Friday night, on Shabbos morning. Also, the reciting of Hallel can be said in Kol Lashon in any language. However, then he continues and he says it's not that simple, actually. B'chol zeh mitzad hadin. This is only according to the actual letter of the law, to be exact. However, avol mitzvah min amuvchar, if you want to do the mitzvah the proper way, or I should say in the best way, hu davke b'lashon HaKodesh, then you have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Ken kosav Bach. This is what the Bach tells us. And you can ask a very obvious question. If the Shema, obviously it's sentences, it has certain meaning, and in fact, perhaps some of us, when we say the Shema, hopefully we have the kavana that we're actually thinking perhaps in our minds the English translation. So what's the difference if I say it in a different language? If I say it in English, I understand the language. Lashon HaKodesh, maybe I don't even understand as well. So why is it that the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Bach, why is it that Lashon HaKodesh is really the language of choice when it comes to reciting our tefillos and also reciting the Kriyas Shema? And he says there's two important reasons why. He says, Yesh lezoher shalikrosa b'lashon acher ki'im b'lashon HaKodesh. You should really be careful to only say it in the way it's written in Hebrew. Ki yesh kama v'kama tevot she'en anu yodim eich la'atikam heitim. Because there's a lot of the words we don't really know how to translate. Now, if we look in our art scroll, perhaps we think we have an impeccable, perfect translation for the Shema. And it is pretty good. However, it's not good enough, because it cannot possibly be translated as well as in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? It says, Kagon tevas v'shinantam. For example, we have in the Shema the pasuk v'shinantam v'vanecha, which it's translated as you should teach your kids Torah. So what's wrong with translating the word v'shinantam that way? Because the Mishnah Berurah tells us, actually from a Gemara in Kedushin, yesh bo kami b'urim. There are many different explanations and translations of this word v'shinantam. Echad lashon limud, of course, one of them is to learn and to teach the Torah to your kids. The echad lashon chidud, the other one represents sharpening, What does it mean? How you sharpen pencils, not books? What does that mean? Sharpen. Kamo shamar chazal, as it says in the Gemara, dibrei Torah mechudadim beficha, that the Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shemishalcha adam davar al tigamgim b'torah milo. If someone asks you a question, don't say, "Well, I'm not so sure." You should answer them right away. Of course, you should answer them only if you know the answer. But the point is, vishinanta means you should be sharp. It should be strong. The Gemara actually quotes the pasuk Imri na Imri Chachma Chosiat, that when it comes to wisdom, you're supposed to say it's your sister, which means just as a person, if they would ask you, "What's the halacha? What's the law? Am I allowed to marry my sister?" you wouldn't have to hesitate. You'd immediately answer, "Of course not." So that's how it's supposed to be. All forms of Chachma, all forms of wisdom, you're supposed to be able to answer that fast without hesitation. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that's the problem with the translation into any language. You can't translate the word Vishinantem and have to have all these different parentheses and commas of what the word means. Therefore, Lashon HaKodesh is best. He says that's not only the only reason why we should say the Shema and other tefillos in Lashon HaKodesh, because it has other meanings, which certainly that is the case. And it's not just by the Shema. In fact, I was once in having a conversation when I was in Florida about 10 years ago with my roommate, my neighbor rather, and he was from a different religion. And he started talking, for whatever reason, I guess it was Purim time, I was talking about the Megillah, Megillah Esther. And I said, "You know, there's the famous guy by the name of Daniel is in the Megillah." He goes, "What are you talking about? I know that book perfect, right? Muchan is Haman, but when it came to Daniel, it says Hatach. Hatach, which also can mean that he was cut down. And that's what the word means. It was referring to Daniel, who was cut down from a higher level. So he was like completely shocked, because his translation, there's no possible way that he would have known that. It's only because of Chazal, the fact that we have Gemara, and it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, which has many different meanings. V'chein, and so too, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kama v'kama tevo shel Lashon HaKodesh, she'ein ano yodim heitev b'iru. Some things, they have many translations. Some words, we don't even know how to translate. And I'm talking not about some difficult psukim, I'm talking about the psukim in the Shema itself. There are words which we don't have a great translation for. For example, kigon tevas es. How do you translate the word es? The? What? How do you translate es? What? Oh, that's a different language though. This is still Lashon HaKodesh we're talking about. So, can't translate it. V'tevas v'totafos, which is talking about the tefillin. But Totafos, so it should say tefillin. Why is that particular word? So therefore, again, it's difficult for Kedoma to have these proper translations. Of Avakshanu karim shema b'lashon HaKodesh, when you say the Shema in the proper language, of Lashon HaKodesh, v'chein b'tefillah, berachas amos, v'kiddush, v'shar brachos, afil im einu maven halashon yatsa. You still fulfill the mitzvah, even though you don't understand necessarily what you're saying. And this is with regard to these tefillos. When it comes to learning Torah, you have to know what you're saying, but the exception the Marsha tells us is with Chumash, with Torah Shebichtav. That's the reason why it's called Mikra. One of the words for Chumash is Mikra. It means it's something which is just read. All you have to do is say it. Even though if you don't necessarily understand it, you still get the reward for Lima Torah. When it comes to davening, you don't have to understand what you're saying. And if you're speaking and davening in Lashon HaKodesh, other languages you have to understand. What are you talking about? How about the Shema? So the Mishnah Berurah asked the question. The first pasuk of Shema, we said you have to have the kavanah of knowing that first sentence. And here he says, perhaps going on a limb, not knowing our generation. And he said, "Zeh einu motzui sheben Yisrael lo yada bi'ir ha-pasuk rishon shebekriya Shema shekavanah lo li'ikuva." He says that certainly if you would ask, have a poll of all the Jewish people in the world, there will not be a single Jew which does not know the translation of the first pasuk of the Shema. And therefore, even if you don't know anything else, you only know that first translation, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the basic translation. Hear, O Israel, Hashem, our God, Hashem is one. I think that's the right translation. Look that up. Then you fulfill the mitzvah, even though you don't understand the rest of Lashon HaKodesh. However, if you do not know Lashon HaKodesh, you can certainly, as the Mishnah Berurah said, speak and daven the whole Lashon in any language that you understand.